Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
David and a whole bunch of other people sent me this story, and it's a wacky one out of California. From the Los Angeles Times, Andrew Camper wrote it. Superintendent fired after allegedly investigating students for not applauding her daughter enough. And yes, everything is wrong with that statement, except for, I guess, being fired made sense, but she got mad at the students for what now? San Diego area school district superintendent was fired this week, nearly a year after students alleged she threatened to ban them from graduation ceremonies after they inadequately applauded her daughter at a banquet. So her daughter was given an award, and she didn't think students clapped enough. And so she investigated those students, and the allegation is that she investigated them and then threatened them because she was so upset by this. Now, the board that oversees the roughly 35,000 student school district voted unanimously to dismiss her during a closed-door meeting on Tuesday. A statement was read by the president of the school district, or of the board, said it has lost all confidence and trust in her ability to continue to serve as superintendent. The vote followed a board-launched investigation into the actions that began back in November and concluded in April. So this took some time for the investigation, but it brought to light previously unknown evidence with witnesses with direct firsthand knowledge that contradicted her statements and assertions to the board, district staff, and the public. So it's one of those things where, yeah, she did something stupid, and now they're saying, and she lied about it. And, of course, that always compounds things. The board said it would not comment further or provide additional information regarding the investigation because it involved so many minors. The school district did not respond to an email or phone call seeking further comment, and a call to the number listed for the dismissed superintendent was not returned. Players, coaches, and parents all alleged that the superintendent bullied and harassed members of the softball team during an after-season team banquet. The superintendent, players alleged, was upset that her daughter, who was named team MVP, did not receive applause from her teammates that the superintendent deemed adequate. So they did applaud, but not enough. Maybe they should have done the wave, or they maybe they should have chanted her name. 2, 4, 6, 8. So the perceived slight, players alleged, prompted the superintendent to launch an investigation and threaten to bar seniors from participating in graduation ceremonies. Parents, a player, and two softball coaches raised the issue at the school board's November 9 board meeting, alleging the wrongdoing by the superintendent. The board subsequently launched its own investigation, which resulted in this. A senior shortstop was flanked by six teammates that evening as she described the banquet initially as the best she had ever attended. She said the superintendent-led investigation made life hell for 10 seniors, threatening to bar them from their own graduation unless they admitted that they deliberately didn't clap for her daughter. She said no one realized any player didn't get enough claps. And by the way, let's stop this for a moment. Let's assume, just for a moment, just for argument's sake, let's assume that everyone on the team decided, you know something, she shouldn't be MVP. I'm not clapping, are you? No, I'm not clapping either. So none of them clap. Is that a crime? Is there anything wrong with that? Now, I know some people are going to say, Steve, in the spirit of sportsmanship, you know, you win some, you lose some, and you applaud somebody who gets an award. Yeah, but that's courtesy. That's not the law. Is there really, like, most schools have handbooks that list the rules that students are supposed to follow. I realize the handbook might be online now, but the idea is there are rules that you're supposed to follow. Is there a rule that really says if one of your classmates gets an award and applause is appropriate, thou must applaud? Is there such a rule? If there is, I'd like to see it. So then the coach called the investigation, that is what the superintendent was doing, flawed, and question how it could be considered legitimate or comprehensive. As coaches presenting awards, we had the best view of the events that evening, yet not a single coach was consulted about the events. So, in other words, the superintendent did her investigation by interviewing people she didn't think clapped hard enough and didn't interview any witnesses who could have said, yeah, I've been to five of these and it was normal. Or no, that seemed really strange. So one unnamed student sued the school and the superintendent and the district and the board, alleging intentional and negligent infliction of emotional distress, negligence and proper training, and a violation of First Amendment rights. Because again, whether you applaud something would be a form of speech, and whether you applaud correctly or incorrectly, that criticism of your applause technically is something that does, in fact, affect your First Amendment rights. Student alleged that she and the daughter were competing for the same position on the softball team, and that the superintendent and her daughter felt slighted when they thought members of the softball team cheered harder for other players than for the daughter, according to the lawsuit. Now, the superintendent believed there was a conspiracy against her daughter to withhold applause, according to the lawsuit. So here's the thing. The word conspiracy gets thrown around a lot. And a conspiracy at law is where two or more people get together and decide on a course of action, where they're going to work in concert to commit a crime. Okay? So if me and my buddies have a conspiracy to go to 7-Eleven and buy some ice-cold Diet Coke and pay for it and leave, okay? You can call it a conspiracy if you want, if we got together and plotted that, but if there's no underlying crime, you got to stop using that word. So to say there was a conspiracy to withhold applause, I got news for you. And quite frankly, should you be a superintendent if you don't know how kids act? And I'm assuming in that statement, maybe they did. Who knows? Who cares? Kids are kids. Should they applaud? Probably. Do they have to? No. Is it against the law they didn't? No. The banquet ended that night around 9 o'clock. And the superintendent texted one player about 2 hours later and spoke with her for more than half an hour trying to prove her theory. That summer, according to the lawsuit, the superintendent followed social media accounts for private travel softball teams, which eventually led to those squads blocking her. The superintendent got blocked for trying to follow these students around and figure out what happened. The end result of her investigation was to offer the plaintiff an opportunity to admit that she bullied her daughter or else be banned from high school softball for her senior year. The superintendent allegedly followed through on that threat. Included in the lawsuit is correspondence from the principal to the plaintiff, which said she was being banned from extracurricular activities for not signing an other means of correction document in which she would agree to refrain from bullying, intimidation, harassment, threats, and derogatory statements. However, the failure to applaud is not bullying, it is not intimidation, it is not harassment, it is not threats, and it's not a derogatory statement. It's not. So what's bizarre is you ask someone to confess to something that they didn't do and have them sign a form saying that they won't do any of the things they have not done yet. So it just gets crazier. Eventually, the plaintiff said she signed the form under duress because she wanted to play softball. So the superintendent was placed on administrative leave in February, but she's being paid then. The district appointed an associate superintendent to the position on an interim basis at that time. Meanwhile, the superintendent had been hired at this district back in 2017 after 4 years as superintendent of the Westminster School District. And by the way, I actually speak with some knowledge of this in the sense that, not this specific instance, but I've mentioned before that I've got a lot of teachers in my family. And I say teachers as kind of a shorthand thing because everyone in my family taught. My mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, teachers throughout. My dad, although he was a teacher, was a superintendent for more time. He ran a school district, which is administrative stuff. And so I'm very familiar with the kinds of things that superintendents deal with because I'd hear these stories. Well, you know, my dad talking about what he's going through at work. And I have to admit that when I was a little kid, for a couple years, I actually was in elementary school at a district where my father was in the administration of the school district. He was not the superintendent, but he was up there. And the funniest thing happened that when I went to the school, kindergarten, couple early grades, all of the teachers and the principal knew who I was. And it didn't occur to me at the time, that I'm walking down the hallway and the principal goes, "Hey, Steve, how are you?" Hey, principal, how are you? There were hundreds of kids in that building. He did not know all their names. He didn't. Now, it's true that I had several older brothers. And if you lined us up, you'd go, oh, obvious brothers. All had the blonde hair. And other than the descending or ascending height, depending on which way you had us standing, we looked a lot alike. We were clearly brothers. So it might have been that he said, oh, this is that family with all those boys, all these brothers. That's part of it. And it didn't dawn on me till later that he knew who I was because my dad worked for the school district and was in the administration there. I assure you that that played into it. Now, I never got any special treatment in the sense that no one ever got in trouble for failing to applaud me. You understand that Steve is quiet at nap time? I think we should give him an award. Don't you? Hey, you other kindergartners, get you start making some noise for Steve because he was quiet at nap time. Didn't happen. It didn't happen. And I'll admit, I didn't even become aware of that or think about that till later in life. I started thinking about how big that school was and how the principal knew who I was. I'm like, wait a second. So this, however, is crazy. And I've heard a lot of stories in the news the last 10, 15 years in particular, especially because of social media, where a parent will get too involved in their kid's stuff, and you're going, wait, why is this parent involved in what should normally be a playground argument, okay, for lack of a better word? I'm not talking about crimes. I'm just simply talking about, you know, a mother gets involved because she thinks her daughter's being picked on. And by picked on, meaning that, you know, kids are snickering behind her back or talking about her, which, by the way, happens at every school in every school district. Not just in America, but everywhere else too. Kids will be kids. And yeah, there are rules, and you got to draw some lines, and you don't allow, like, you know, fist fights and stuff. But will kids be rude to each other? Probably. Should the parents get involved? Not unless it escalates way beyond that. Because when I was a kid, I tried to stay out of trouble. And if kids picked on me, I tried to avoid them. Or I realized, hey, you know something, that bully's picking on me because he's insecure. No, that never occurred to me at the time. But the point is that this superintendent appears to have gone way out of her way because her daughter didn't get enough applause at the awards banquet for the softball team. And was it wrong that the other players didn't applaud loud enough for her? If they did that, you know, kids are being kids. Suck it up. You still got the award, didn't you? By the way, there's no indication here that the daughter was actually upset by this, just the mother. So she's out of a job now. So Dave and everybody else, thanks for sending it from the Los Angeles Times. And Andrew Camper wrote that superintendent fired after allegedly investigating students for not applauding her daughter enough. And at least one of the students investigated filed a lawsuit. There you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. How many times have you said this to yourself? Never buy a car you can't push.